Please turn to 1 Corinthians 12. I want to title this exhortation, Indispensable. That's a big word, children. Do you know what that means, indispensable? Well, it means necessary or essential. Have to have it. Let's read 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body. Is it not therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? The whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on those we bestow greater honor, and on our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Amen. When our Lord, who is orchestrating everything that's going on in heaven and earth, when he does something, when there's an event in life, perhaps when a trial occurs, I know he's doing many things at once, isn't he? Like thousands of things. It's not just one person that's affected when there's a trial. It's not just one heart that is stirred. It's not just one conviction that takes place. It's not just one soul that grows in faith. And this is particularly true amongst a covenant body of Christ, where we are very connected very tightly, as we just read. As tightly as your eye is connected to your face, which is a pretty good connection. You don't want that to change. But when the Lord does something, sometimes we miss it. Have you noticed that? You might think back 5-20 years and go, oh, yeah, God did something there. Yet we're called to be watchful. We're called to look. We're called to see with eyes of faith. We're called to walk in step with the Spirit and know what our God is doing. And I think God's in the midst of doing an incredible work right now in our body. And I don't want to miss it. And I don't want any of us to miss it, okay? And it's about this very scripture I just read. So may we lean into this, what God is teaching us, what he's doing, what he's alerting us to, and saying, look, this is happening. I want to remind you of that. And then may we respond in faith of how he's calling us to. You're all aware of the trial Lindsay and the Gibson family are going through, and I trust you've been keeping up with the incredible testimonies of God that have taken place. And I asked my brother Heath if I could share some of these with you this morning. Here's just a few you might have heard of. Hospital staff members giving testimony of the faith that they saw. Numerous people who helped along the way to get Lindsay's parents into the hospital. Two Christian doctors who came and prayed with Heath. The hospital chaplain who said, I came here to help you, and I left encouraged. And Lindsay getting released. This is our God at work. See, Lindsay's life is an amazing testimony to the greatness of our God. Or as the specific testimony from the Gibson family, we have never seen a heart like hers. Our family continues to have conversations about how, if faced with the same struggle, likely we would not have a heart of thankfulness like she does. Would we immediately be prone to think of all that we cannot do and focus on ourselves? I've never seen so many smiles and joyous laughter from a suffering person in my life. She truly knows how to count it all joy. Now, many might be apt to say or think, well, she already knows simplicity having Down syndrome. But I tell you, she understands the gospel and loves as Christ first loved us. My daughter's great faith has challenged all her family and stirred us up to good works and deeper faith in Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. Lindsay Gibson is a member of this body. But now indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, or as the ESV says, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are indispensable. When we meet someone like Lindsay, it's not clear what her role will be in this body, is it? We're not sure. Because sometimes we look at things naturally and not through the supernatural faith perspective of God's power. But you can be sure that Lindsay Gibson is indispensable. Amen? To this body, we need her. And we need all of us. You heard the testimonies. Her joys, her smiles, her laughter amidst suffering is indispensable. Because a lot of us know that's not how we go through trials, is it? So may we view our body rightly. This is what God is just reminding us of and showing us. Yes, I believe this is just one of a thousand things God is doing in this trial, but this is one he's showing us. So may we take heed. May we remember this admonition. That having given greater honor to the part which lacks it, that there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. It's so precious, isn't it? Do you realize the gifts God has given this body? Perfectly distributed and placed in time that he may build his church. And may we remember, there's parts of the body that you might not think very highly of, or you might not even know that well. But look what our word says today. Every single person is indispensable, is vital, is crucial, is essential, is necessary. That all the members should have the same care for one another. It just makes me smile. Who knew that through Christ Jesus, Lindsay Gibson would rise up as a bold lion, strong in faith, confounding hospital staff and stirring up her family to deeper faith and good works. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I would say that Lindsay has stirred up faith and good works in this body. And I know she has, and Jesus has through her in this sinner's heart. May we never bestow more or less honor in anyone in this body, but have the same care for one another. Because you never know how God's going to work. We never have any idea. He's brought this body together perfectly for the gifts and love and service and faith that he has to stir up one another to love and good works. So I'd just like to end with an encouragement. I encourage all of us to get to know this body. It's the most precious thing on this planet. It's what his word says. It will be for here forever. It's eternal, like the word of God, his bride. We have a beautiful thing here, actually, at Reformation, because something that happens after every Sunday is that there's a lot of Christian fellowship, isn't there? Abundant. It goes on for hours. But I've noticed something that I find I do myself, and we sort of all do, is we tend to kind of go chat with the same people every week, don't we? Well, my encouragement is to go talk to somebody you don't normally talk to. Get to know this body. Get to know the eyes and the ears and the feet. You don't want to miss out on all that God has for his bride. May we love the body of Christ, all of it, just as Jesus does. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you for this precious word that you have given us. We thank you for the body of Christ, which you have built and perfectly, providentially put together and created and distributed your gifts for the edification of the body and most of all for your glory. Oh, Father, we confess to you that sometimes we overlook one another or we bestow too much honor on one another. Oh, but we pray, God, that we would have the same care for one another across the body. Oh, God, help us as we lean in to your word in this way and trust in you and build that faith and that unity of the spirit of the bond of peace amongst us. We take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.